Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
This is the second part of the subject, the kingdom approach to the Father. We acknowledge that there is a religious way of approaching the Father, and then there is a kingdom way of approaching the Father, and we are going to unveil it today. Acts of the Apostles chapter 20, and then we will read from verse number 20. The setting is a pastor's conference, and Paul had met with only pastors, and he was accounting to them of his ministry. This is what Paul said: "How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ." Please underline repentance towards God and underline faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul is talking to his precious pastors he had ordained in the church of Ephesus. And he is telling them that in my ministry as the apostle, I did preach two things. The first one is repentance towards God, and the second one is faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to understand that in our prayers to God, in approaching our Father, there are three parties involved. The first one is God, to whom the prayers are made. The second one is Jesus, who is our high priest, our mediator between God and ourselves. And then the third party is yourself, or a human being. So these are the three parties who are involved in our prayers as we approach the Father. Now, in approaching God in a kingdom way, you need to have a certain mind about God with your prayers. Paul said that he preaches repentance towards God. The Greek word translated repentance is the word metanoia, and it just means a change of mind. So God wants us to have a change of mind towards him. It's wonderful, isn't it? The second one is to have faith towards Jesus. Wonderful. These are things that we must put in place in our approach to the Father. So when you are going to God in the kingdom arrangement Jesus brought for us, he says, I have a certain mind about God. Repentance towards God just means that change the way you think about God. And then have faith towards Jesus. In other words, Jesus being your high priest, have a certain faith in him as you approach the Father. I want to take it one after the other. I want to comment on repentance towards God. Changing your mind about God just means that you used to have an old understanding, an old mindset about our Father. And most of it was picked in the dispensation of the Old Testament. In the dispensation of the Old Testament, we see God relating with humanity in a certain way. It is as if God has a transactional relationship with us. It is as if God will respond to you only when you put something on the table. It is as if when you do this, then I, God the Father, I will also do something to you or for you. That is the old mentality that we have. So if you read the Old Testament, you will come across a lot of times God will tell people to do something, and he says that what I can do for you is conditioned upon what you will do as I have given you commandment. Now, that is where we picked our understanding about God the Father. But Jesus, when he came around, look at the book of 1 John chapter 5 and then verse 20. Jesus wants us to change this mentality. The mentality that God is a transactional God. Sometimes people even think that God is the type, when you come to him, he will start to recount your sins in your face. It's as if when you go to God, you say, so now you have come. When I told you to do this and do that and do that, did you do it? You know, we tend to think that God is like that. That God is waiting to settle some scores with us. So when you approach the Father, then he is going into his books and he is going to reveal all the bad things that you did. And he is going to, as it were, make things very difficult for you to get what you want. It's as if God is stingy. Some people think that God is not willing to give us anything. Now you have to force him, or you have to rap him, or you have to praise him, and you have to do some things so that you can overcome the unwillingness of God to bless your life. We have an old mindset, understanding about God. But when Jesus Christ came, he said in the book of 1 John chapter 5 and then verse 20, he said that, and we know, can we all say we know, that the Son of God has come. The Son of God is Jesus. He has come and has given us an understanding. He has changed our minds about God. Jesus, he came after the era of the Old Testament. And the Bible says that he has come already, and by his presence on this earth, by his teachings, by his lifestyle, he has given us a certain understanding that we may know him. The him is referring to God. We may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. The use of the word true God means that there is a false God. There is a wrong understanding that we have about God. So we have created a false God. But Jesus came to give us an understanding that we may know him who is true. He came to give us a true understanding of God the Father. And that is the understanding that the Apostle Paul said to the elders, that I preach a change of mind about God. That you need to change your mind, the way that you perceive God, the way you look at God. How do you do that? By looking at his Son, by looking at Jesus. Because through him, we have a fresh understanding. Through him, we have a kingdom understanding, so that when we are approaching our Father, we don't approach him as a transactional God, as a stingy God. We approach him as a loving Father who is more than willing to give unto us even more than we actually even want. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. So in the kingdom approach to the Father, we need to have a change of mind. We need to have a new understanding about God. Hallelujah. So as we get into our private times of prayer, I want you to ask yourself, the first party as far as my prayer is concerned, who is God the Father? What kind of mind do I have about him? Do I think that God is willing to give me? Because if you know that, your approach is going to be different. Hallelujah. If you know God, after the understanding Jesus brought to us, that he is a loving Father, that he is willing to give unto us in spite of whether we put something on the table or not, then you are going to see that your approach to the Father is very relaxed, is full of faith, is full of praises, is full of thanksgiving. Even as you are offering your request unto him, you are so relaxed because you know that he loves me, because you know that he is a true Father. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Don't carry the Old Testament kind of mentality. The way that God was relating with Moses, he was relating with all these powerful prophets, he was relating with Israel that we see recorded in the Old Testament. Don't take that one. Take the understanding that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came and gave to us. He gave us a different understanding. Oftentimes he said, you have heard it said, but I say unto you, I am bringing you a different understanding altogether. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 and then verse number 5. Now, the second party in our prayers to God is our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. In our text, Acts chapter 20, God said, we should have faith towards our Lord Jesus. In other words, we should believe in him. We should believe in what he did for us on the cross. Because, ladies and gentlemen, oftentimes when we go to God, we are approaching our Father, we focus on ourselves too much. But focusing on yourself as you approach the Father is the religious way of approaching the Father. It is a human way of approaching the Father. You push yourself. You push what you have done. You push how nice you are before the Father. But that is a religious approach to the Father. The kingdom way is for us to focus on our high priest, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to understand that focusing on our high priest is more important in the kingdom arrangement than focusing on yourself as you approach the Father. Hallelujah. That is why when you are going to the Father, you go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus means that you forget everything about yourself, and your focus and your concentration is on your high priest, your mediator, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and what he did for you. You can verbalize it, that I am coming in the name of Jesus, and actually not go in the name of Jesus. You know, go in your own name, go in your own works, go with your own goodness. How deserving you think that you are. How that God must do it for you, because you are not like that other person. Maybe you are a pastor. Maybe you have been called to do something special. Maybe you think, because of a certain sacrifice I have made in this life, which other people have not made, God should look upon my sacrifice and do it for me. No, that is a religious way of approaching the Father. God wants to look at the sacrifice of his Son, the high priest, our Lord Jesus, who died for us. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand that the high priest, who is Jesus, is the one who you should focus on, because God himself doesn't focus on you. When you go to God in prayer, he doesn't look at you. When I say that, please understand, it doesn't mean that he doesn't love you, but in his love for you, he doesn't look at you. He looks at his Son, because he sees you in his Son. That is how you have to also posture yourself. You have to posture yourself the way that God has positioned himself. He looks at his Son to bless your life. He looks at the sacrifice of his Son to bless your life. He doesn't look at your sacrifice to grant your request. He looks at the sacrifice of our dearest Jesus. And that is where your focus also must be. Because if you focus on yourself, either in your eyes you will think you are good, or you think that you are worse. And either way, it's not good before the Father. If you think you are worse, it's not good. If you think you are good, it's not good. You must think that you are in his Son, the perfect one. Hallelujah. Because in the Old Testament, we see the ministry of Jesus in the high priest. The high priest is the one that God accepts in order to accept the people. So when you are a high priest, say you are Aaron, you are in the Levitical high priest, when you approach God in the Old Testament, you approach on behalf of the whole nation of Israel. And when God accepts the high priest, he has accepted the nation. When God rejects your high priest or your representative, then he has rejected you. No matter how good you are, if God says, I don't like your mediator or your high priest, no matter how good you are rejected by God. So your faith is in your high priest. Faith, I mean S-A-T-E, is in the high priest, because he determines whether you have audience before God or not. He determines whether God will grant your request or not. God doesn't look at you. He looks at your representative before his heavenly throne. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So when Jesus is accepted, you are accepted. Because the Bible says that he is before the Father, not for himself, but for us. Hallelujah. So that is where our focus is. If you know God is a loving Father, and if you have faith towards the Lord Jesus, towards your high priest, that I don't come in my name, I come in the name of my high priest. And once my high priest is righteous, then God sees me as righteous. Once my high priest is accepted, then God accepts me. Once God okays my high priest, he has okayed me. Hallelujah. That is why who is representing you before the Father is important. And that person must be your focus. Your prayer at the end of the session should be, Lord, reveal Jesus to me. Let me know the one who is standing in for me, in whose name I go to the Father. Hallelujah. Let me know him. Because the more I know him, the bolder I am going to be before the Father. Hallelujah. You may be a wretched person, but once you are wielding the name, you are brandishing the name of your high priest, the righteous one, you are okay. God grants your request. Are you excited about that? It makes you fall in love with Jesus. It makes you focus your life on Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I told you to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5 now, quickly. Casting down arguments. Arguments exist in the mental region. It means that you have a certain mentality that you have to cast it down. You have an old mindset about God, you have to put it down. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Underline the knowledge of God. There is something that exalts itself against the true knowledge of God. You have to cast it down. As you approach the Father in the kingdom manner, you have to be casting down some religious understanding. You have to be putting down some sacred cows. You have to be slaughtering them. Hallelujah. Against the knowledge of God. Oh, I love it. Things exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. What does it mean? It means that God knows something. God knows something. God has a certain knowledge. And make sure that you know what God knows. And any other thing that is against what God knows, put it down. Question. Somebody is asking, Pastor, what does God know? The only thing God knows is his son and his sacrifice. That is what he knows. That is what he sees. Because your sins and your unrighteous deed, he says that I will remember no more. I don't have knowledge of that. I only know one thing, the perfect sacrifice of my son. So as we approach the Father in the kingdom way, all of our focus must be Jesus. That is why Jesus is important for us. Let's finish it. He says, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Please underline obedience of Christ. We have spoken about the knowledge of God, that you must have a new mind about God and have the mind about himself that he has. Because some of you think that God is stingy, but God doesn't know himself as stingy. He knows he's a generous God and know what he knows. And anything that is exalted against that knowledge, that he is a loving Father who is generous, cast it down. Bring in every thought. It's also in the mental region. Into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Underline the obedience of Christ. This obedience of Christ is not like your obedience. Our obedience is half-half, partial. God says, go and destroy everything, and you destroy part, and you leave part. God says, give something, and you give part, and you leave part. God says, yield yourself to me. You yield part of you, but there are areas in your life you say that, no. As for this one, I am the Lord over that area. I am the one in charge. Our obedience is not complete. Our obedience is not perfect. But he says that, bring into captivity. Let your mind be taken captive, be a captive to the obedience of Christ. In other words, focus always on what Jesus did. The obedience of Christ. The devil wants you to think about your obedience, how righteous you are or not. But God says that, let your mind be a slave to what Jesus did, to his obedience. Because you obey God 100%. Hallelujah. This is how to approach our Father, even as we offer our private prayers and our corporate prayers unto him. This is the way to do it. Many people are doing it after a certain order, but the Son of God has come and he's giving us an understanding a better way of approaching the Father. That makes us see Him as a loving Father. That makes us be full of gratitude and love even before we put our request down. That makes us fall in love with our dearest Jesus. That makes us put Him in the center of our lives. That we see Him as our life. Because when I know Him, then I know myself before the Father. Because I am living in His Son, Jesus. This is the true God and eternal life. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. I'm gradually bringing my message to an end. It says that we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are. Oh, I love this. Woo! He was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. John says that in Him is no sin. Peter says that He did no sin. Hallelujah! It's wonderful. Everywhere you turn, Jesus, He is without sin. Wonderful. Says, look at your high priest. The thing about him is that he is without sin. He is without sin. That is the catchphrase. He is without sin. Wonderful. The next verse. Let us therefore. Therefore means that based upon something. Based upon the immediate one that he is without sin. In fact, the first one is that he understands your weakness. Wonderful. He knows our frame. He knows that we are still in sinful flesh. He is in our hearts. But the old man, although has passed away, has not been taken away from us. We shall have perfect bodies when he comes again in the rapture. We shall be changed within a twinkling of an eye. But he knows that we have a treasure, but it's in an earthen weak vessel that is sin prone. So he said, let us therefore, because he's with us, and let us therefore come boldly. Can we all say boldly? What gives us boldness as we approach the Father? It is because we are not coming looking at ourselves. So we come looking at the one who is without sin, boldly to the Father, right? To the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. When we are in need and we are approaching the Father, we are looking for one thing. We are not looking for justice. God is not looking at your works to say that, well, you, your Christian life, I'll put you at 75%. So I'll give you blessing commensurate with 75%. No, he doesn't do that. And then he looks at another person, you, I'll give you 5/100. So I'll give you blessing 5/100. No, he is not looking at us to be just with us. No matter how good you are, you approach the throne of grace. Because your goodness in yourself as a human is not enough to procure what you need in that time of need. So he says, I come that you will get mercy, not justice, but you will get mercy. No matter who you are, you come looking for grace and mercy to help you in your time of need. I want us to kill the flesh. I want us to kill religion. I want us that ourselves will die even as we approach the Father. And we will be full of the Father. We will be full of the Son. Nothing about ourselves. That is a kingdom way of approaching the Father. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, isn't it? 1 John chapter 4 verse 17. Let's end with that. When we come before the throne of grace, we will find grace and mercy to help in time of need. 1 John 4 verse 17. Look at the love of the Father. Love has been perfected among us in this. This perfection of love is not talking about human love. Because the love of you and me can never be perfect love. It's talking about the love of God. God has shown love among us. In this earth, in church, in your life, love has been perfected. His love is a perfect love, has been perfected among us in this. See that this is a proof that God is a loving Father. This is a proof that we may have boldness. You see that word again that we saw in Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly. When you approach boldly, then you have mercy. It's not when you approach timidly, when you approach boldly. But the boldness is not in yourself, it's in the perfect one, who is your high priest, your mediator, our dearest Jesus, whose obedience is 100%. That we may obtain boldness in the day of judgment. Every day is a day of judgment. This day of judgment is not necessarily talking about eternal judgment, that great day before the judgment seat of Christ. He's talking about our everyday life. Everyday life is a day of judgment. We are always judging whether I should go here, I should attend church here, or I should go to church there. whether I should go to church at all, I shouldn't go to church. You know? So we are always judging. We are always trying to judge. Should I pray or not pray? We are always judging. That is the day of judgment. The Bible says that in every day of judgment or every time of decision, where you have to decipher between two things, where you have to judge, you can be bold in that day where you have to make a decision. Where is your boldness coming from? It's coming from the fact that as he is, that he is talking about Jesus, as he is, underline is, so are we in this world. Not in the world to come. We know that in the world to come, we will have glorious bodies, we will be sinless and all that. But the Bible is talking about this world, that as he is, present rendition, as he is right now before the Father, as a high priest is, so are you. As your high priest is, so are you. You see that God has simplified the approach to himself because of the law of substitution, where he has brought his son. Because he loves us. Hallelujah. As he is, so are we in this world. If you have any pressure on you for prayer, it's a religious approach. If you have a kingdom approach to prayer, prayer is not something which is work. It's not a work. It's a love relationship. Prayer just can exude out of you effortlessly when you have repentance towards God and faith, not in yourself, in the obedience of Christ. When your mind has been taken captive and subjected to what Jesus did, his obedience, your whole life will become prayer. Seriously. You pray without effort because your mind plays a major role in your approach to the Father. That is why the Bible says that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians 3:20. According to how we think, God answers your prayer. So as I end, I'm asking you, how do you think, even as you sit down right now? Are you thinking about our perfect high priest who gives you identity? He gives you his name. His ID is put on you. Go and cash the money, but use my ID to take everything you want. I've given you a blank check. Hallelujah. Are your thoughts like that? Wonderful. Sometimes when we come before God in prayer, we think that we are not ready. You don't have to be ready. Yeah, sometimes we feel that, no, I'm not ready. Today, the prayers will not go. It's not like the other time when I was coming and I was feeling very high. You don't have to be ready. Hallelujah. He is ready. Just have a kingdom understanding, which his son came to give to us. You see that every time you can pray, and you don't have to pray, and then do tantrums. Some people, they'll be clapping. Fervent prayer is not clapping prayer or shouting prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, fervent prayer. Go and ask Elijah. He offered fervent prayer. Hallelujah. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, because he knows my righteousness is from him, it's not of me. Hallelujah. So as we start to pray, we are not trying to let God do something he is unwilling to do. That's what God, he doesn't want to bless his church. You have to pray before he does it. Some people think that you have to fast because God, when he sees that you are fasted, then he will answer your prayer. No. Fasting is not a means of getting God to be willing. He is already willing. Fasting helps you. Hallelujah. Somebody says about me, I don't speak in tongues. Speak in the language God has given to you. With a good thinking, a good mindset, a kingdom mindset, I should say. And you are there. Hallelujah. Do you see how easy Jesus has made our prayers? Repentance towards God, faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already. saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.